talking about? Are you kidding me?
My head is going to pound before this case is over.
An irresponsible driver.
You got $1,000 worth of parking tickets.
Gets revved up.
My landlord said that I could park outside the street, and then I started getting tickets.
Did you have a triple espresso this morning?
I had 5 shots, actually.
Well, could you be quiet?
Breathe. Okay, I'll breathe. Sorry.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Shannon Jones is suing her former friend, Brandon Milby, for a 2014 Honda Accord.
Order. All rise. Case number 347 on the calendar, the matter of Jones versus Milby. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
All right, let me see if I can pull apart this case and make it simple for myself. Because, you know, I'm getting older, and as when you get older, you need things really simple. What I gather from your complaint, Miss Jones, is that you and the defendant have known each other for a long time. You needed a car, but you had lousy credit.
Yes.
Despite the fact that you had, according to you, $9,000 to put down on a car. You lacked the credit to get a loan for the rest, and you wanted a brand new car.
Yes.
So you asked your friend to, in effect, lie for you to the finance company and say that it was really both of your cars, so that the car is in his name, but it's your car. Your agreement with the defendant was you would take care of all the car payments and keep the car insured.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all, he's on the hook for thousands of dollars because this is a brand new 2014 car that you bought, right?
Yes.
Well, you let the insurance lapse.
Yes, but I was in the hospital. I was cystic fibrosis.
I don't care if you were on Pluto. You let the insurance lapse on the car. And not only did you let the insurance lapse on the car, but according to Mr. Milby, you got $1,000 worth of parking tickets on the car.
I paid those, by the way, and I have evidence to prove that I paid it. Because my landlord, before I moved in, said that I could park outside the street. And then I started getting tickets. And I told them that getting those tickets was, like, not, my car was most important because I can't move. I'm in school. I can't be bouncing around going to school. You went to law school, so you know how hard it is. So anyways.
Did you have a triple espresso this morning?
I had 5 shots, actually. But.
Well, could you be quiet?
Why? Okay.
Quiet. My head is going to pound before this case is over. In any event, while you had lapsed insurance on this car that you shouldn't have had in the first place because you were really sort of defrauding the financial company that was funding this car, Mr. Milby took the car back. He says, because he has a counterclaim, that he paid the tickets on the car. Did you pay the tickets?
Not all of them, but some of them.
How many did you pay?
I paid all the ones for the city of Boston, which equaled $621. All the ones for the Massachusetts Turnpike violations, which is $140. New York, New Jersey.
I have something to say. Jump up!
And it's $63. The ones I haven't paid yet are for the city of Cambridge, the city of Brookline, and the Mass Bay Community College.
May I see that, please?
These are the ticket receipts. She is correct. She did pay $1,400 in tickets. These are in addition to those.
Oh. I have something to say because Brandon had my BMW after he paid for the Honda for me. His daughter, he gave it to his daughter. And the agreement was that the agreement was that he would pay the tickets that his daughter got on my BMW and he would pay the Honda. I'm mad because he just takes the Honda and like
Ms. Jones,
and the BMW
Ms.
like
Jones,
it's nothing.
Ms. Jones,
ooh.
Ms. Jones, I don't do cases with people when I believe that they are in a mind-altered state by some sort of substance of which I am unfamiliar. I want you to pay attention to me. Now, want you to pay careful attention to me.
Yes, Kim, I'm always like this.
Now, if I'm wrong, you can come back here. If you want to say, listen, Judge, I'm prepared to go for a drug test right now.
I'll take it right now.
See you back here. Bye.
Step out that way. So recall case number 347, matter of Jones versus Milby. Parties are reminded you're still under oath.
Miss Jones, I suggest you stay off the triple espresso. Not good for you.
It's 5 shots.
5 shots. Not good. Okay. Let's get back to the case.
Okay.
So you were in the hospital. Your insurance lapsed. Whether you were in the hospital or not is really irrelevant. Mr. Milby took back the car. You want all the money that you put into the car.
Or the car back.
Or the car back. He says he wants the car out of his name.
I think he should have thought about that in January. Why? Because if he was going to do this... Okay. Breathe.
He wants the car out of his name because clearly, by all the tickets that have been accumulated on this car, someone is driving it irresponsibly, and the car is in his name.
Yes, and I'm not going to lie, I did let people use it.
Okay. Now, Mr. Milby.
Yes.
How much money did Miss Jones put down on the car?
$9,000.
Good. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to sell the car.
Wait, we did this. We can't. We went to, he went to Honda. And they'll only give him $800 for it.
They'll give him $800?
Yeah, because we still owe $13,000 and there was damage to the car.
Listen to me. He's not going to give you what you put into the car. That's not the deal. I want you to pay careful attention.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to say it more than once, no matter what you say.
Okay.
When you allowed the insurance to lapse on the car for whatever reason, that breached your agreement with him. So he was entitled to take the car back. But he can't keep it. What he has to do with it is to try to make you whole, sell it, pay off the loan, and after you pay the tickets that are in his name, speak.
No, please let me talk. You didn't even listen to my case. Okay. I mean, that's not fair because we had an agreement and you're not listening. Like, I'm sorry to be rude, but you're not listening to my case. I have, like, all this evidence, and I have a witness and everything, and you're not listening. You're just automatically doing the judgment because you thought I was on drugs.
Justice, listen to me carefully. I'm telling you what the law is. He doesn't give you back your money that you put in on a car, because once you drive a new car off the lot, it depreciates in value, and it depreciates in value substantially.
You're not listening to me. Why can't I have a chance to talk before you make your judgment? Because I have a lot of proof against him. He told me once I got the $3,000 that he was obligated to give me the car back. I got the $3,000 for the car insurance, and he said no. And then he said he didn't want the car in his name anymore. I had somebody that would put my car in their name. And then he decided that, no, he didn't want to go through Honda, that he wanted that person to get a $14,000 loan to pay it off. Every time he came up with a problem, I came up with a solution until I couldn't no more. He wanted that car for the lit. I put $13,000 into that car to trust him. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I have cystic fibrosis. I usually know when I'm going into the hospital. And I work harder to get the money to pay my bills. And I was sick. I was very sick. My lung function is 32%. And I had to go on oxygen. I have collapsed lungs. I've had six of them. I'm sorry. I just couldn't work. I had to go in the hospital. It was an emergency admission. And it's not like I'm irresponsible with it. And, like, I don't want to get mad, but I didn't do anything for me to lose $13,000. I have so many. I'm in school. I volunteer. I go to church. I have to go to the hospital constantly. I need a car. That's why I bought one. Because I let him use my BMW because the BMW was just, you have to be rich, that one. It cost me $9,000 in 1 year to fix. And he let the insurance lapse on my BMW. And he got over $500 in tickets on my BMW. And so the agreement was that I would pay the BMW because the car is in my name. And he would pay the remaining tickets on the Honda. That was our verbal agreement. You can ask him if he's denying it, but I have the witness to prove it. I have the tickets. Like, I have it. Like, you just need to listen to the case. I'm not doing anything wrong.
I just listened to your case.
I know. Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're not on Dr. Phil. You're not on Oprah.
I need this to be on Dr. Phil.
This is a court.
I need to be Oprah, too.
I'm almost finished with you.
And later today...
She's got to file a police report to get her money against you. Do you understand? Police report for theft.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Shannon Jones says, former friend Brandon Milby illegally repossessed a Honda Accord he helped her buy. Brandon is countersuing for unpaid parking tickets.
Miss Jones, when you drive a car off the lot, it depreciates in value. You bought this car in January. He took the car back 6 months later, during which time you drove it. Your agreement with him was that, according to you and according to him, that you would make the payments on the car, which you did, and because he was liable on the car, because it was in his name, you would keep the insurance up, because if the car was in an accident while it was uninsured, he'd be stuck on the loan.
Yes,
and that, now I listen to you. Now I don't want to hear you again. I'm telling you what he has to do, because he had every right since you breached the agreement on the insurance to take the car back. But he can't keep the car, because that would be unfair. You put money into the car.
So what, I get nothing? I just lose it all because I was sick?
Just listen to me. This is a court. You're not on Dr. Phil. You're not on Oprah.
I need
this
to be on Dr. Phil.
This is a court.
I need to be Oprah, too.
I'm almost finished with you.
Okay.
What he has to do, just as anybody or any company that repossesses a car on which there is an outstanding loan, company can't keep your property. Just like a bank can't keep your foreclosed house, they sell it. If they sell it for a profit, the bank can't keep the whole profit. It has to pay off the mortgage and it gives you. It doesn't usually happen. But he is not required to give you back the money that you put into the car because you, for whatever reason, illness, you let the insurance lapse, which gave him the right to take the car. So what he has to do is, and you can do it with him together, is just your name on the title?
It is. It's just my name.
Then you have to sell it. And if you get any money from it after you've taken care of the tickets, you have to give her the money for it. Now, what was the total cost of the car?
The surplus they wouldn't give us.
What was the total cost of the car?
The total cost of the car was $26,636.40.
And this is a 2014 Honda?
2014.
Bird, would you look up a 2014 Honda Accord? Is that what it is?
Yes.
So we'll give you some kind of an idea what you can sell it for. Put your hand down. I'm not listening. I'm done.
Okay. I just ask you a question.
No, I don't answer questions.
Please. I really want your advice. I just need you to, like, wait.
I'm not giving you my advice. I just told you what has to happen.
No, I was wondering about my tickets on the BMW. Should I just take them to court for that then?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can my mom get you, Annika? She, like, loves you.
No.
I tried. Mom, I tried.
Got it?
Scan 19843 here.
Okay. So the car was $26,000. That's what you just told me. She put down nine, which leaves a $17,000 loan that you took out. Is that right?
Yes.
The car is now worth almost $20,000. 19843. I assume it's in good condition, correct?
It is. It is.
Great. Then what you have to do is you have to sell the car and get almost $20,000. She's entitled to $3,000 less the tickets, unless she sues you for the tickets that she paid for you. Did she pay tickets for you?
No.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding me?
I'll prepare the order. Thank you. That's all.
You denying that Leo had the car? No. Just lied and just sending you to the court.
That is our excuse.
You are dead. Willie did start with the BMW because, well, no, he financed the car for me because I had bad credit whenever I messed it up.
She lent out the BMW to numerous people. So I probably had it for a week.
I let one other person use my car because I let people... Brandon used my car. People let people use cars. Like, don't be acting like you don't do that either. You haven't used somebody else's car once.
She called me and told me that she's going to drive this Honda until either she's arrested or it's repossessed.
Brandon, I'm boring to not be a friend.
It doesn't pay to be nice.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Daly versus Sanchez. Step forward.
18-year-old Jasmine Daly is suing her ex-stepfather, Gregory Sanchez, for stealing money from her trust fund.
How old are you, Miss Daly?
18.
When did you turn 18?
December 23rd, last year.
How old were you when you had your accident?
8.
This is your stepfather?
It was my stepfather, yes.
So he's no longer married to your mother?
No.
When you got your settlement at this car accident, you received how much money?
$15,000.
And you were made the trustee of that?
Yes, I was.
In what year was that, sir?
2006.
And you understood that this was not your money?
Yes, I did.
That this money was money that belonged solely to your stepdaughter, was supposed to sit in the bank and accumulate interest and not be used for anything other than her when she turned 18?
Yes.
You took money out of that account?
I did.
And I assume you have the account with you. In what month and year did you take money out of that account?
August, I'm guessing, of 2013.
Before she turned 18?
Yes.
And you took out, according to this, $4,000.
Yes.
And she wants that money back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why would the bank release the money?
Bank is supposed to release that money.
You can go yabba dabba all you like.
You know you stole the money.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jasmine Daly claims her ex-stepfather, Gregory Sanchez, stole money from her trust fund. Gregory says Jasmine gave him permission to withdraw money without having to pay her back.
So, if you knew that it wasn't your money and you took the money, that's stealing, right?
Well, it is. Yes, it is, but I called her. See what happened? I got a letter in the mail saying that I need to come to Chase Bank to reactivate her account because there has been no activity. This is last year. So I went to the bank to reactivate the account and got all done. And all of a sudden, the banker goes, "Do you want to withdraw any money?" So I, hold on a minute. I go, "No, I don't, because I never even thought about it. For the last 6 years, it's been sitting there, or 7 years. Never crossed my mind." And at the time, I've been ill. I don't care. I take care of my two kids by myself.
I don't care.
So.
I don't care.
But so
about
I walked out.
Problem, so I just listened to me carefully. Did you go to the police?
Yes, we did.
Who's we?
My grandmother and my mother.
And which police precinct did you go to?
The Provo City in Utah.
And did you report that money had been stolen from your bank account?
Yes, we did.
Did you file a report?
We asked if that was the right steps to take. And they told us.
The question is, did you file a report?
No.
There's no question that he had no right to remove any money from that bank.
Yes.
So you're entitled to your judgment, which I'm holding. When I receive a copy of the police report for theft that you file against him and with the Federal Banking Authority against him, then you'll get your check. Do you understand?
Yes.
Can I finish, though?
No. What's there to finish?
Because when I went outside to leave, I thought about it. I was like, no. And I'm expecting money from my mom. She died in February. And I started thinking, well, I could repay it because that money was going to be in 2 weeks from at that time. I was at the bank. So I thought, maybe I could replace it. I still said no. So I called her and asked her if I could borrow $4,000. And she said, yes, Dad. Go ahead. You borrow $4,000.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
I called her and asked her if I could borrow $4,000. And she said, yes, Dad. And I'd pay her back.
She can't give her consent. She's 17.
I know.
If she could give her consent, pay attention.
I understand.
If she gives her consent, sir.
I understand.
Listen to me. If she could give her consent when she's a minor, they wouldn't have needed a trustee like you.
I understand.
That's good. She's got to file a police report to get her money against you. Do you understand? Police report for theft.
Why would the bank release the money?
You can go yabba dabba dabba all you like.
The bank ain't supposed to release that money.
You can go yabba dabba dabba all you like.
So the bank
she's going to get
the bank ain't liable at all.
As soon as we get copies of all the police reports.
Because the bank knows that I wasn't supposed to touch that money. Why would they release it?
Just a second.
I don't understand that.
Listen to me, sir.
Also,
I can't tell you anything. You know you stole the money. And as soon as she files a police report against you, and I will follow up with the authorities in Provost, Utah, because you stole money from a minor, and you have no right to do that, then you'll get your check. Do you understand?
Yes.
Bye.
Pardon my excuse. I step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Some get clever.
It's the story. I'm sticking to it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Others get hostile.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Judge Judy gets the last word.
They don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous. They keep me here because I'm smart.
You know, when I called her, she said, yes, I can go ahead, Dad. I can borrow the money.
I was devastated. I could only think that money was for college.
I've been ill. It's just, I know there's no excuse for it. I never should have done it.
I was very upset with him. I was hurt. I wasn't mad. I was hurt.
No, she's called me Dad for so long.
I was a minor. and put my trust in an adult who I thought was looking out for me.
People screw up, and I believe that he's going to do his best to get her trust back.
That deal, which I didn't want to do, just screwed everything, my whole life up, which was already screwed up in the first place, you know?